back to another episode of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. We ask that question 3 times a week. Am I a bad mum? Sometimes we are, sometimes we're not.
I know, we do. We constantly ask this because we are those people that are parents, and parents don't get an off day, do they?
No, never.
24/7, yep. 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 18 years in vets.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds like a really long time.
Yeah.
I think it's like one of those things where I'm feeling it today. Mm. I feel today like I might as well have a newborn because I was awake from 3 o'clock. And I've got no one else to blame except for me.
Were you thinking? Were you overthinking everything?
Way too much.
And that's the problem. At night or when you're tired and you overthink stuff, everything seems a million times worse. And then you wake up in the morning and go, what was I worried about that for?
Oh, when I'd started my day at 3 a.m. and I was like, I just need to see if I can snooze, you know, like where you toss and turn. But then that irritates me more. Mm. Anyway, didn't even have kids to blame it on. Just tired today because myself.
Yeah.
That's crap.
Yeah.
Don't even have a newborn.
No. And remember, 3 a.m. used to be the time you went to bed.
Oh. And then get up for work at 7.
Yes.
Oh, rough.
Yeah.
Rough. Am I a bad mum for constantly renegotiating?
Oh.
Don't you find you do this as a parent?
Yeah.
All walks of life, all different things, you renegotiate. You do like deliver something, then you're like, shit.
Yeah. Because you throw it out there without thinking. This is where we talk about the 90-second rule. You need to stop and wait 90 seconds and think about your punishment. We just throw them out there. My girls laugh at my husband Jay all the time. They're like, literally, we do one thing wrong. Dad's banned us from screens for life, early bedtimes for the next year.
I was only using Jay as an example on the weekend.
No dessert.
One of the dads had dealt a punishment that was so unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like so unrealistic, but it triggered and pushed every button of the wife. She was like, what? Wow, like who would say that? And then I have to fix it. And I was like, I am calling his bluff on it. I don't think it's real. And she was like, in her head, she was like, she told herself that it was real. And I was like, no, I don't think it's real. I think you just need to chill. Take your 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit hungover today. Things become a little bit irrational.
Yeah.
Just chill and let's revisit tomorrow. She was like, yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. Yep, you're right. Okay, good. Okay.
What was it? What was the punishment that
Not playing sport next year. No extracurricular sport. Okay. Nothing. You're not playing.
Yeah.
And then I think they turned around and was like, Mum said that we could though. Well, I'm the boss and Mum's not the boss and I'm going to. And I was like, I said to her, I think that was the part that pushed a button.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely was. But that is a very unrealistic threat.
It's very unrealistic.
As if you can't let your kids do sport. I mean, first of all, it's exercise.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's time away from you.
Yeah.
Thirdly, you pay per term.
He's not thinking clearly.
No.
I said, in trying to take away the one thing that they thoroughly love and very good at.
Yeah.
And I said he's unrealistic. He wants them to play.
And gives you a break.
Yeah.
Gives you a break.
He's not thinking clearly.
No.
I said, I think it's just the part where he said that he was the boss and you're not.
Yeah.
That's push your buttons.
Yeah. That was one step too far.
Chill. Just chill. So my girls, other than doing the swimming lessons at school for term 4, and I think they do term 1, term 4 at swimming lessons. They do compulsory swimming lessons at school.
Yeah.
I haven't been doing extra. My kids are desperate to do this Friday night swim squad, right?
Mm.
Another Friday night.
Yeah.
At another extracurricular.
My kids did pretty much for the whole of the last term extra Friday afternoon rehearsals that finished at 8:15. What parent wants to be driving around at 8:15 on a Friday night?
Well, apparently a lot of these parents.
I want to be over the limit by then. I don't want to be driving.
So this is that's so good because for me in what I do, Friday night I can have a drink or two because I technically don't have clients. Like I can't go in smelling like booze as PT. So Friday's my lenient day. And now they want to do swim squad. Now swim squad is like they go, they compete. It's from 5 till, I don't know, I've never been, but 7 or 8. There's a barbecue or the parents have a little wine together. Like it's a big swimming fun night, festival, kids swim, like they race each other, do all that stuff. And now my kids are desperate and they asked last year and they want it again this year. Can we do it? Can we do it? Can we do it? Oh, with all of our friends, little Johnny does it and they do it. No, the answer is no.
And they try, these places try and make it fun for the adults. Yeah. Like, oh, we'll put on wine and cheese. But you don't really want to be there eating the cheese and drinking the wine. You want to be at home.
You're going to drive home still. Yeah. You still got to drive home. And this is the thing. Apparently all the parents do a volunteer. So it might be your week on barbecue. You got to do the barbecue for the whole night.
Oh, God.
And then to top that off, I was like, Friday's the only day that we don't have anything on. I just don't want to.
No.
And they're like, please, you know, so this whole negotiation, right? And then I was like, why am I even considering this? Because a few of the other parents have bailed me up. Rachel, you should do it. The kids would love it. Such a good night out. Oh, I can't. Really? Friday night, guys. I know you're feeling this way. You're just trying to tell yourself a lie that makes you want to go to swim squad. You don't really want to be there, do you? Anyway, I'm negotiating out of it. The kids are trying to renegotiate in. I see their old swim coach. She's saying to me, I'm thinking of coming back. Do you girls want to do squad? And I'm thinking, oh, shit. That's been my negotiation. If you go back and do squad, you can do Friday nights. And now here I am in a predicament going, I'm going to have to renegotiate, which means they're going to do squad because I would like for them to do squad. And that means for them to do that, they want the Friday nights. So then there's another two things.
So, yeah, I was going to say, you didn't want to do the Friday nights.
No.
And instead, you're doing the Friday nights and another day. You're doing two lots.
I really want them to do the squad. I want their technique to get better. And that's the squad part. That's where she works with them on their technique. I don't want to do the Friday, but I know that both of my girls are cluey enough and smart enough that they will go, Mum, yep, we'll do that if we do that. And I'm like,
you just got to make sure that you're sick the day that you're doing the barbecue for everyone. Actually, does it have to be an actual barbecue?
Yeah.
You have to bring all the barbecue food?
Oh, no, I don't know about BYO. But you have to, like, one of you have to. Yeah, Christy does it. She loves volunteering, Christy. Sorry, Christy, you do love volunteering, but you've only done it once this year.
There's always one. You've always got one friend that loves volunteering.
She's so good at it.
Because I've got a friend who is also like that. Yeah. She's the one that volunteers for everything, but then she tries to rope me into stuff as well. Oh, can you help out? And that, no, I don't want to. I don't. I'm not the volunteerer. You are.
Just so you know, FYI, I'm going to read out my schedule for Thursday this week. Katie, ready?
Okay, yeah.
This is just adding to your volunteering. So on Thursday, last week, got an email. Oh, dear Rachel, you're invited to a volunteer's morning tea to say a big thank you for all your volunteering.
That was great.
Babe, I did the duck shop once.
Yeah.
And I'm now going to a morning tea for it.
To celebrate.
Me.
Thank you for all your hard work. And did you mention on this podcast that you got a certificate?
Yes, I got a certificate to say well done for your volunteering efforts. And I sent it to Christy because Christy and I did the one tuck shop shift together.
Yeah.
She did two, I did one. And she said, babe, I'm not going to that bloody morning tea. That'd be crazy. I've got shit to do. We're in the lead up to school holidays. I'm like, oh, okay.
So you did one day in the tuck shop, you get a certificate and a morning tea. That should show you that they're really struggling for people. People don't want to be doing tuck shop. They have to reward them.
No, but not only that, when I thought about it and was like, okay, I gave up 3 hours that day because it wasn't a whole day. I only got asked to do half day. So I gave up half day. I was like, oh, what else have I done for the school this year? I volunteered for swimming lessons as the parent helper for swimming lessons for both children. So that's technically a few more hours added to my volunteering, giving back part of my
You're doing well this year. Now, everyone listening to this podcast knows you as a person. You've just reminded me of something hilarious that happened the other day in my house. So we were getting out the Christmas decorations because we put the tree up, and in there is a plate. Now, the plate is a plate for Santa.
Mm.
So it has the girls' names on it, and then it has like a little area for Santa's drink, and then you've got like an area for Rudolph's carrot. And so it's a beautifully painted plate. Now, I've got a cousin who's also called Rachel. And when the girls got this plate out, they went, oh, look, this is our plate, you know, to leave out for Santa. And Jay went... painted that again? Someone painted that for you. And I went, yeah, Rachel. Jay went, Fido. And I went, no. Rachel Thido sits around in her spare time painting plates. I don't think that's very her.
Did he? What did he say? Did he genuinely consider me for that job?
Yes.